You're listening to RVA Loves Poetry, a podcast where RVA students and teachers talk about the poems that we love. After examining some of our favorite poems with both mind and heart, we hope you'll love them too. We're so glad you're here. Enjoy the show.
Hello, and welcome to RVA Loves Poetry.
We are your hosts, Joy and Avery, and today we will be reading and discussing the poem, Every Day That I Love You, by Teresita Fernandez.
We discovered this poem through an English assignment, and it really stood out to us. We read it in the anthology titled, Ain't I a Woman?
Each day's morning tastes of thinking of you. I go out to dust the carnations, to check the violets, to cut the last small rose. Autumn begins to decorate the ground with its fragile bits of loosened gold. I'm happy there are flowers small enough to fill the heart of a letter. Each autumn day, the sky tries out a gray. That brings me sadness. Sometimes it rains, and the street noises stop. Sometimes, then I listen to me say, I love you. On days like that, people penetrate the innocence, sleeping in the depths of eyes. Each day I love you, our tiny quota of beauty takes its place in time.
Marvelous.
Splendid. What about this poem stood out to you, Avery?
In stanza 3, it depicts a sort of dark and gloomy setting. Each autumn day, the sky tries out a gray that brings me sadness. Sometimes it rains, and the street noises stop. Sometimes. What is intriguing to me about this stanza is the ending and how it differentiates from the rest of it. Then I listen to me say I love you. This line brings a sort of warmness and light to this section of the poem. I think it's really beautiful.
Oh my goodness, you are so right. I think that particular stanza goes with the theme of autumn, which is spread throughout the poem. It shows that there's still warmth and hope on those gloomy and dull, soon-to-be winter days.
You're so right, Joy. On the topic of autumn, I think the second stanza takes a more cheerful approach to how it describes it.
I really love the personification of autumn decorating the ground and the metaphor of leaves being loosened bits of gold. It shows how rare and beautiful love is.
Have you ever been in love, Joy?
Well, throughout the many years I've walked this earth, I've had many lovers. But love? I've only felt it once. You know the feeling.
I do. It reminds me of iced pumpkin spice lattes, apple pie, and white girls in skinny jeans and ankle boots. It reminds me of autumn.
Ah, you're so right. Love feels like blonde women sitting around a fire. Had scarves and boho hats.
Brings back memories of my homegirls, but mostly being in love.
Love is just amazing. But let's reel it back in. Let's go back to stanza 1, line 1. To quote, each day's morning tastes of thinking of you. Again, I love the use of personification throughout the whole poem, especially this line. But I don't quite understand it. Ava, how do you think the morning tastes?
I think the morning is peaceful, calming, and refreshing. I think the poet chose this example of personification to really capture the feeling of thinking of the one you love.
Being in love is exactly this. Thinking of them all the time, first thing in the morning, throughout the gloominess and sadness of the day, and at the end of the night.
Yes, you're so right, Joy.
Looking at the first line of the last stanza, on days like that, people penetrate the innocence. I don't really understand this. This line is a bit confusing. So let's dive deeper. Avery, what are your thoughts?
I believe that in context, this line makes more sense. That feeling of quietness and how in the silence, all you can think of is who you love. I think it means that on days where you feel like this, people can get annoyed and jealous and often penetrate this feeling. It goes with the next line too. sleeping in the depths of ice. I interpreted this as how many people are judging you, and how even when you sleep, you cannot get over this feeling that people are criticizing you and your feelings for your lover.
I think that connects to the last two lines.
How so?
Well, the last two lines, to quote, say, "Each day I love you, our tiny quota of beauty takes its place in time." I think by judging what you said about how when you think so much about your lover, the people around you can get so annoyed. I think that makes sense. It kind of puts a place in a timeline.
I think you're onto something here. I think the last line, "our tiny quota of beauty takes its place in time," I think it's such a good line because it disregards the rest of the stanza and even the rest of the poem. Because basically it's saying, like, no matter what other people think and say about you, like, it uses the word "our" and "beauty." And, like, it just disregards what other people think.
The last thing I want to say about this poem before you read the last part is I really appreciate the rhyme scheme in it. I love it. I love how sort of random it is and how it only really shows up when it rhymes at the last stanza with eyes and time. I love that because it makes it feel more meaningful. Anyway, thank you so much for listening, and I hope that you can enjoy this last reading of "Every Day That I Love You," read by Avery.
Every day that I love you. Each day's morning tastes of thinking of you. I go out to dust the carnations, to check the violets, to cut the last small rose. Autumn begins to decorate the ground with its fragile bits of loosened gold. I'm happy there are flowers small enough to... Each autumn day, the sky tries out a gray that brings me sadness. Sometimes it rains, and the street knows a stop. Sometimes. Then I listen to me say I love you. On days like that, people penetrate the innocence, sleeping in the depths of ice. Each day I love you, our tiny quota of beauty takes its place in time.